Get Up with Josiah and Herbie.
Say my name right, mate.
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Boom. How you going, Josiah?
It's not my name. It's not my name. It is Josiah, just like that girl said it.
Oh, it is a good sticking point.
Bigger things in the world to be stressed about than my name at the moment, though, I reckon, Herbs.
That's true. And we had a big show today. And I tell you what, it did involve yourself because you wanted to sell your laptop.
If you listened to yesterday's catch-up, you'll know exactly what this is. And surprisingly, the phones lit up.
They did light up. But for the right reasons, well, you'll have to stay listening to find out. Plus, we asked, where have you gotten stuck? A lot of people have been stuck in some unusual places.
So good. We do have one place doing free beer. How can you win it for a year? We tell you in the catch-up.
Oh, and definitely don't forget Iceland's advice on how we can get through isolation and not feel lonely.
You know what? The advice that they've given us, I'm going to go try it today.
I think we should all try it. If we found a big enough thing of what they want us to do, we could all come together and try it together.
Yeah, we can't though because you're in isolation at your house. I'm just looking at you at my laptop screen. However, one day, Herbie, I'll do to that tree what I want to do to you when I see you again.
But what do you mean, tree?
Oh, you're going to have to listen to find out.
Yeah.
Enjoy the podcast.
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Oh, I've been waiting for this. Yesterday, you mentioned on the show that you have a laptop that you want to sell and you then went on to say this.
My question to you is, before I post it on Shepherd and Buy Swap Sell or Facebook Marketplace or wherever I decide to sell it, is it automatically devalued like a car as soon as it gets out? And do I now put it up there for $1,500 or because it's Josiah from the radio? Good point. Can I sell
not a good
for,
point.
Can I sell? No. Can I sell it for more, Herbie?
As I said yesterday, oh my gosh, you have got tickets on yourself. You are a nobody.
Yeah, well,
let me tell you that first. You're no one, and no one wants something because it's you.
Well, does a nobody think outside the square and think, how can I make more money for something that's worth less? No. You know what? I'm adapting the mentality that someone like Bill Gates would have had in his early days, and that is, how can I make an extra dollar out of something that's worth less?
I mean, I love that you're backing yourself and your creativity here, but what you think is that you can now sell your laptop, you bought it for $2,000, and you believe that you could nearly ask for more money because you are who you are.
Let me, well, yeah, it doesn't sound great when you say it like that. It's just essentially exactly what I am saying. Let me put out some details about the laptop, Golden Valley. Never been used, right? Barely touched. I bought it. I've opened it. I think I've watched one episode on Netflix on it once. I bought it because I was going to launch DJ Osaya, my DJ career off. It was for all my music and stuff. With all the lockouts and whatnot, you can't really go out at the moment. So I've thrown my DJ career. I put it on hold and I thought, you know what? I need a bit of extra coin at the moment. I think everyone does. So I need to sell something. And I thought, you know what? I haven't even touched that laptop since I bought it in September last year. Why don't I sell it? Now, I did buy it for $2,000. Obviously, it devalues. But can I? Is there anyone else out there that would be willing to be? Imagine being a kid and going to school with your MacBook. You know how they take, you know, laptops to school or doing homeschooling, and being able to say, this was once owned by Josiah.
Imagine being able to say you have one brand new. That is your very first laptop that didn't belong to anyone before you. So look, I'm not putting this idea, I'm not poo-pooing it just yet. I reckon we throw it out to our listeners on 13, 12, 16, and we simply ask for offers of your laptop. Is someone willing to actually play? Is someone willing to actually pay more than $2,000 for Josiah's laptop because it is the guy off the radio? Oh my gosh, you're so cool. Or would you pay less? Because I mean, if we got to sell it, let's put some bids on it. Someone could start at 100.
Yeah, but now we're running the risk here, Herbs, that when I do put it up on buy, swap and sell later, if someone calls through and says it's worth a dollar, no one's going to buy it for even $1,500. This is a risky game we're playing here.
Well, you're the one who wants to play it.
All right. You know what? I'm going to back myself here. I reckon it's worth more than $2,000. I may as well roll with it. Now we're here. Let's go for it. If you're willing to pay more for my laptop, 13, 12, 16, or give us a value on this laptop. The number again, 13, 12, 16. Somebody save me.
We have had a message come through at our Hit Instagram, Hit GV. Nick has said, Josiah, you're not a nobody.
Oh, that's promising. Here we go.
I asked, would you pay more than $2,000 for the laptop then? If I had a limited amount of money, maybe. So that's a no? I guess so.
Nick, you're not helping with my ego, mate. Appreciate the message. Hit GV, if you want to get involved, or 13, 12, 16, just like Kat has. Kat, would you pay $2,000 for the laptop?
Can you do us a favour and give us some specs on what this laptop actually is? Is it a HP? Is it a Dell rolling in the deep? Is it an iMac?
Dell. All right,
we really need some more information if you're going to get us to bid on stuff.
It's a good point.
It's true.
I forgot about the details, Kat. It's a MacBook Air 13-inch, and that's all I can tell you. And it's got nothing on it, literally nothing but my browsing history. That adds value to it, doesn't it, Kat?
Maybe. It depends on what that browsing history is.
$2,000.
Would you pay more than $2,000 then, Kat?
I don't know, because it's 13 inch and an iMac. I'm not sure.
Okay, if you went to Harvey right now and bought it, you'd be paying $2,000 or just under.
Oh, yeah. Not necessarily.
Easily.
I've just Googled, and you can pay between $1,600 to $2,000.
Don't worry about that, Herbie. Don't.
It depends on the version, though, because if it's a MacBook Pro, you might be paying a bit more.
All right, Kat, consider it sold. $2,500, it's all yours.
not unless you're giving me the money to pay for it. Sorry, dude.
Thanks for your call, Kat.
See ya. Bye.
Bye. We've got another phone call come through now from Dave. Morning, mate. Would you pay more or less for the laptop, Dave?
No, I'm just going to take a line off the castle, mate. You're dreaming.
Get off the phone, Dave.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
If you are feeling lonely, Iceland is here to help.
Here we go.
Because a lot of people throughout isolation, they've offered their advice on how best to get through it. I know many people have said, enjoy your family time. Make the most of it. And that's good advice. But after reading this article, I don't think it's the greatest advice. I think what Iceland has to offer is going to help a lot more people.
Are you, Herbie, going to take on the whole country of Iceland right now? Good luck to you. That's all I'm going to say.
No, I reckon what they are offering is incredible, and we should adapt what they offer over in Iceland here in Australia.
All right, here we go.
Iceland's Forestry Service has come up with a novel way to overcome the sense of isolation that many people suffer because of coronavirus. So I am going to struggle here. I'll let you know with some of the names. They're very big.
Yeah.
Bergen Arna Thorstedodir, a senior ranger at Holmastorti National Forest in East Island.
Nailed it. I speak pure Icelandish. So nailed your pronunciation.
In other words, a senior ranger at a national forest in Iceland has taken to the media, and she's got the backing of the overall forest manager for East Iceland to give practical tips on how you can make it through isolation. I'm just going to read what she said. It's good to close your eyes while hugging a tree. I press my cheek against it and feel the warmth and currents flowing from the tree into me. It starts in your toes, runs up your legs and through your body into your brain. You get such a good relaxing feeling that are ready for a new day and new challenges. And not only that, they've taken it a step forward. Be careful not to just hug for a moment. Take hold of the tree and wait. Wait until you begin to find how the amount of life starts flowing out of you from the tree. This works. You know it. It's worked for all of us staff.
Is she one of those ones that, you know, first of all, they tie themselves to trees, a tree hugger, but is she one of those people, you know, they get married to like weird, they've got that disease, you know, like there was
weird
that.
Weird objects.
Yeah, to object phobia or whatever. There's that guy that, the girl that got married to the roller coaster in America.
There's a few, yeah.
There's that guy with the exhaust pipe. You've seen that meme going
on. I wouldn't put her in the category of them. I'd say she's just a nature lover and everyone who works over there is because they've taken it a step forward. On their website, they've got every single staff member taking a picture of them hugging a tree and they've put a collage together.
Herbie, I am one with nature, right? You know I love to get barefoot, go bush on my own, you know, with trees, rivers, dirt, all that sort of stuff. No matter how much I love nature, I'm not going to hug a tree just to feel the warmth against my cheek.
Woodcutter is a healing and healing act, I'll tell you that. So you've been saying a lot on the show recently to take a deep breath in. I want to put that out. Nah, stop. We're not doing that anymore. Run outside, go to a tree, and give it a big hug.
Well, you know what we're going to add now? Let's go give it a crack.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
A lot of people are trying to come up with creative ways that they can have fun while at home, that they can still have a good laugh. And for one teen over in America, she managed to have a lot of fun, but then also managed to give a lot of people a good laugh out of her situation. So a Virginia teen, her name is Amari Dancer. She's 18 years old.
It's a real
and
name?
She was, yeah.
Amari Dancer.
If you saw her, it suits her to a T. She looks like one cool lass. And it could be dancer. A dancer, dancer.
Let's go. Anyway. Let's roll with dancer. She sounds fancy.
Amari Dancer. She's 18 and she was over at her cousin's house because in the States she can move around a little bit more. And she was playing with her younger cousins and they were playing hide and seek, which we would have all played as kids, even as adults, you get involved. And she said they'd been playing it all day because you know why when kids start, they don't stop.
Yeah. The goal was to disappear for as long as possible, wasn't it?
Exactly. She came out and said, we'd already hid underneath the bed in the closet and we couldn't go down into the basement, so I'd run out of options and I only really had one more hiding hole up my sleeve. So she said, I had to do it. But unfortunately, when she went to this hiding hole, she ended up getting stuck in a very dramatic way because what this 18-year-old decided to do is hide in the washing machine.
Awesome. I hope Dad turned it on. Please.
No one turned it on, but they did have to call 911 over there, and the Department of Fire and Rescue arrived, and they had to fully dismantle the washing machine.
Do you know, as a kid, that's a win because you don't really think about the consequences. You just do things. Like when we used to hide, we're like, I hope my parents can never find me again. Like that's every parent's worst nightmare. Yet to every kid, if your parents can't find you and have to call the police, that's almost like you've won hide and seek.
You've definitely won. You've won, I reckon.
The only way the game can get defeated is by disappearing to the police. Get called.
And that is the most dramatic way I think you can get out of being stuck. So many other people would have been stuck in certain situations in certain places in their life. Just when I was back in Melbourne over our break, our dog actually, she got stuck in the toilet, not in the actual toilet bowl, but in the where the toilet is, because she walked herself in there and managed to shut the door behind her, and we thought she'd run away. It turns out she's just stuck in the old toilet.
At least if she's not toilet trained, she's in the right spot. Do you know what I mean? It's better than being stuck under your pillow or something like that. Hey, guys, get involved. 13, 12, 16. If you've got a story and you've been stuck, maybe it was when you were a kid, maybe it was somewhere recently. Have you gotten stuck?
We've got some amazing responses at our Instagram, at HitGV. You can check them out there for yourself. One poor person got stuck in the toilet window.
Oh, that's not a place, especially if it smells.
But we are taking your calls right now. You can get involved 13, 12, 16.
Brooks and Shet, where did you get stuck?
So I was doing roly-poly on the top floor, and then I kind of just rolled my head into the middle of the stairway, you know, like the railing. So I was 4, so at least I wasn't too big, but let's just say it took a lot of baby oil and soap to get me out.
Oh, did you have a mark? Has it left any damage, Brooke?
I don't have any scars now, but it was really red for a while and I was scared.
Did you continue roly-poling?
Oh, absolutely. I never gave up on my passion.
That's the spirit. Thanks so much for your call. Brooke, let's move on to Cara from Shep. What happened to you? Did you get stuck somewhere?
You know, when you go into a clothing store and you go to try something on and you get it on, it looks good, and getting it off is a different situation.
No.
And you get stuck with it around your shoulders and then you just get into an anxious panic and you start sweating and freaking out.
What happens from there? Do you just go up to the counter and just like pull the tag out and just go scan it and walk out with it on? What do you do?
Oh no, keep trying. Sometimes you hear a little bit of a pop of a seam, but you get there in the end.
Do you end up going through with the purchase?
No.
We will not name that store. Good on you, Cara. Thanks for your call.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
On Saturday, it is Anzac Day, which is, you've got to say, nearly hands down, probably the most important day in Australia's calendar.
Mm.
It's been, since I was a young girl, you learn how powerful and important the day is. And I used to always go to the march when I was living in Melbourne. We'd go with my brothers and we'd walk with my pa. And it was just something so surreal to speak about, because at the time you think you're just walking, and I was waving little flags, and it was an exciting time for me. I thought, oh, I'm part of a parade. And then as you get older, you realize I'm part of something really special that means so much to so many people across the whole country.
Yeah, it's funny, at a time like this as well, when obviously there's coronavirus, we're in the middle of a pandemic, you think that when we complain about being stuck indoors, and then the people that were before us, our grandparents, great-grandparents, the people that gave us the freedom to live in the best country in the world, they didn't get that freedom. They were forced to go over to the other side of the world and sacrifice their lives for us. It's pretty, pretty massive.
It's huge, and so many people were affected. We had males and females go over. A lot of nurses were over fighting for us and helping to save lives. But then you think about everyone who was affected back on the homeland. They lost so many family members. It's something nearly unbelievable to think about, and it's our history, so we've got to learn about it. And so this year, with Anzac Day on Saturday, many people were putting the question out there, what will Australia be doing? How can we come together? Because obviously we can't go do marches. We can't do the dawn services, which we have been used to doing. So an incredible initiative has been suggested that we can get around. And I highly recommend everyone to do this, because it is so simple, but it will mean so much to so many people. Because you've got to remember that this march, it literally is many people in our country's everything. And for some, they won't be able to do it next year. So this will be their final Anzac Day. So we want to make it memorable for them and for everyone to just show their honour to our country.
Yeah, because when you do have, we don't often stop and just think about why we live in the best country in the world and why we have got that freedom.
Yes.
And it was because of them. So this Saturday, it's so important to have that 30 seconds or however long it is, minute, 2 minutes, it could be all day, that you stop, honour and go, you know what? Thanks, guys.
So if you want to get involved on Saturday, you can do anything in your own way, but they are calling it Driveways at Dawn. So at 5:30 a.m. on Anzac Day, you can stand with the country. So they're advising you to go outside your house, stand in front. You can listen to a broadcast. We will be going live from 5:30 with a live stream. And then at 6 a.m, that is when the silence, and we'll have the dawn service. So it's something easy we can do, but we will give you more information tomorrow on the topic.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Herbie, I know you like beer, so this is for you, plus a whole bunch of other people out there this morning. Moon, have you heard of this brewery in Melbourne? Moondog Brewery. I think they're pretty big.
I haven't been there personally, but I know one of my brothers went there with a mate.
Well, one of your brothers would actually be eligible for a year's supply of beer, because that's exactly what they're giving away. Now, Goulburn Valley, we've spoken about this before. Just for being a true blue Aussie, guy or girl, if you've got a mullet, yeah, you've got a crack.
And we know that out of any place in Australia, here in the GV, we probably have more mullets than anywhere else. So we really have a lot of contenders for this beer.
Absolutely. So all you have to do, right, is put up a before and after photo of your hairstyle, tag them on Instagram, and you've got a crack. So just for having a crack at it, how's this? You get free beer no matter what. This is awesome. Just for having a crack at an ISO mullet, they'll send you a 4-pack of one of their sour ales. Right? That's just for having a crack. So no matter what, if you've got a mullet and you post, like if you, for example, Herbs, you should do a mullet. I know you've contemplated the idea for a while. If you would rock a mullet real well.
I would win. I wouldn't get the 6-pack. I would win.
So every person that chucks up a mullet on the Instagram and tags them of the before and after gets a 4-pack. Then if your ISO mullet is a cut above the rest, and they determine that you have the best mullet in Australia, a year's supply of Moondog Brewery beers, all yours.
Jeez, you got to love that. The problem here, though, is it hard for people who already have mullets? because you want the before and after? Are they trying to enforce more mullets in our society, which I'm all about? Let me just say, they probably want like someone like yourself who is obsessed with their luscious locks to just take it off.
Well,
and go for
Malay. Same for you. You and I would have a real, real strong chance, like you said before. What if you were like a bloke listening right now and you've got a mullet? Could you just post some old photos? Do you reckon they'd look deep?
Probably. Or could you adjust it? Maybe you've got a sort of half-cut mullet and then you really fade into the side and bring it in a bit more. Update it.
Make it really disgusting. Mm. You should. There was an NRL player, Josh Adokar, who plays for the Melbourne Storm. He put up an Instagram photo of himself and he's got short kind of black curly hair. And he put up a photo of him looking like Tiger King, Joe Exotic, who's got like one of the most iconic mullets going around at the moment. And he said, if I get 50,000 likes and comments, I'll grow Joe Exotic's mullet and dye it blonde. Maybe that's the angle we should go for here, Herbs.
You got to think of a character and aim for them. I don't know. I'm all about it. You know I love a mullet. There's something about it. So if this is going to bring more mullets to the Goulburn Valley, so be it. Please start shaving your hair.
Your obsession with mullets is very weird.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Social media has come out and they've made calls for one iconic company to save the embattled Virgin Australia airline. Obviously, we know with yesterday's news that they've gone bust and they're looking for people to help pay them out. People are saying, this is so good, that Bunnings should take over.
I love this. I think, why not? I mean, they've got money. We know that they are still an essential business at this stage. They are open. So they're making the coin. Let's save other people who can't make the coin right now.
Think about it. It has a bit of sense to it. Well, it doesn't, because Bunnings is a hardware shop. One's an airline, one's a hardware shop. But if you think about the finer details, like imagine you're on board a flight meal between, you know, Melbourne and Sydney.
Just snacks.
Yeah, you just get a sausage sanger being served. Great. Done. Lock us in.
Just a snack. That's the greatest thing. But, I mean, it's going to be hard for your vegans, your vegetarians. They'll just have the sauce and bread.
Yeah, that's
option.
Right. Remember that?
A little more limited.
The vegan sausages as well. Not to mention the other thing that Bunnings are very famous for, and this is why I'd rather fly with Bunnings Air than any other airline if they do come to beat every price by 10%.
That is true. You are not wrong. They do beat everyone. And also, if you think about it, they've got an amazing outdoor plant and indoor plant section.
Oh.
So would the planes now have all plants all up the walls?
Well, imagine that. Yeah, in economy, you'd have a few plants. Imagine what first class.
Oh. A water fountain.
Jamie Jury would be there serving sangers and doing a couple of wall plants for you.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
There's one thing that I have noticed since moving here to the Goulburn Valley, and that's when you're driving around, there's a lot of different artwork on the side of the road, which is quite inspiring. Like, especially when I drove to Shep for the first time, I saw the cows. They stood out. I've gone, what's going on there? When we've driven to Tallis, there's some more artwork. And every time we've gone somewhere, I mention it to you and you go, oh, Tank did that.
Pretty well. He's painted most of Shep, many places across the Goulburn Valley as well. He's got his latest project going on at the moment, so we thought we'd get him on to talk about it. Tank, thanks for your time this morning, mate.
G'day, Josiah. How you going, mate? Yeah, good. Yeah, hi, Herbie.
Hi, Tank. I feel like I know you, but I have never met you.
She knows you through the cows.
I know you through the radio, so.
There we go. Now tell us, Tank, we know that you've got a new mural underway. What's this one all about?
It's about our present situation that we're all in at the moment, staying at home. So it's about the COVID-19 virus and the self-isolation. So got a whole heap of self-isolating ducks in a stack of caravans.
Now, you know how much I love your work, Tank. You and I have been mates for a while now, and I've been wanting to buy one of your paintings for a very long time, just waiting for work to pay me a bit more coin, but then we'll get there eventually. Now, this one is a brilliant idea. What you did is you got locals to donate to the art project, and people came through within 24 hours, which is so good to have that support by the locals. Did you have to get permission by council, or how does that work when you got the wall free and the thumbs up?
Yeah, it's permission from the building owner for a start, right, who owns the actual wall. So that's number one. I talked to the council about it, and they're happy with it. It's, you don't absolutely need approval from the council for it. because it's not advertised or anything like that. It's artwork, so that's okay. And then with the fundraiser, just fantastic support over the weekend. Like I said, in 24 hours, we raised our goal. And everyone who donated gets a part of the picture. They've got, if you donate enough, you get a whole caravan or you get a duck in the picture. And we've got little mice in the picture that you can donate to as well, and you get a mouse, and they're doing silly little things like collecting toilet paper and homeschooling their kids and doing things like that.
So, Brilliant idea.
If people do want to check out this mural, where is it going to be located in Shep?
It's in 26 Friars Street in Shepparton. So that's sort of across the road from the Vic Hotel.
Yeah.
And when will it be up and running? Have you started painting it? Will it be finished by the end of isolation?
Oh, yes. No, hopefully finished on Friday or Saturday coming up. So it's, I'm getting into it, and I had a good day yesterday and got a lot smashed out yesterday. And I'm back there today and tomorrow and hopefully finished.
How good, mate. For anyone that wants to go for their little essential walk, their exercise for the day, they can come for a swing past and check it out and have it finish in no time. Before you go, though, Tank, any cows in the process at the moment? You paint any at the moment?
We have got a few coming up. And the good thing about that is we've got a few cows out to some other local artists as well to help them out as well. So, and then I'm doing another one as well. So we've got three new cows about to come out to the herd. So that'll be good, yeah.
One good thing that we can do here in Shep is a lot of people are doing teddy bear hunting in their houses. We can actually go cow hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. They're all self-isolating, and they're a good 1.5 metres away from each other. So
still waiting.
You can do that.
Still waiting for that Josiah cow with the man bun, Tank. I've been asking to do it for a long time. A little self-indulgent, but you know what it is. It is what it is, mate. I'll pay you later. Well, Tank, we appreciate it, mate. Good on you. You've got a big heart and an incredibly creative mind. Good on you, mate, and look forward to seeing the finished product.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take it easy.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
In the middle of radio's most complicated game in the world. Isn't that right, Herbie?
That's right. It is. Heads or tails? This is where I'll simply ask Siri heads or tails. She'll give us the answer. If you've guessed correctly, then you will win a Macca's voucher.
All right, let's give 13, 12, 16 our number if you do want to play. It's a very, very simple one. Give me one more turn, Herbs. Come on. I'm going to say tails again because I said that before the ads, before the song, and I got it wrong.
Hey, Siri, heads or tails?
Heads.
Oh. Yes, finally. Macca's voucher
coming
my way.
You said tails.
Oh, I did too. Why don't I just say heads?
Why can't you remember something you said 2 seconds ago?
I have a memory like a goldfish, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Peter's in Shepparton. He's called through on 13, 12, 16. What are you up to this morning, mate?
Just doing a bit of gardening.
Oh, nice and early for that one.
It is, yeah. Getting a coffee first, of course.
All right, so what do you want to lock in, heads or tails?
Oh, heads.
All right.
Hey, Siri, heads or tails?
It's tails.
Oh, Pete.
Oh.
Ah, well.
Looks like you're paying for that coffee yourself this morning, Pete.
It looks like I am.
Thanks for your call, Peter.
Thanks, guys. Tough.
Looks like no one's getting any Macca's vouchers this morning.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.